You ever get a song stuck in your head and you just stays with you, you can't get rid of it? That's fine if it's just some fluffy little song. It's irritating. But it's not fine if it's a song that kind of has words that haunt you a little bit, and I've had that experience all week. There is an offbeat kind of song that I've actually heard first on television and then looked it up. It's called As It Seems. And here is how it goes in part, and here's what has been stuck in my head all week. Well, I knew what I didn't want to know, and I saw where I didn't want to go. So I took the path less traveled on and let my stories be whispered when I'm gone. In this life, you must find something to live for, because when the darkness comes a calling, you go back to where you were before. This life is as fragile as a dream, and nothing is ever as it seems. It's a beautiful song. It's not one I want to sing all the time. But it is a song to me about finding meaning and finding immortality in some form. The key human quest, I believe, is to know that we matter, that we have significance, and that what we do in this life has substance, and that something of it has staying power beyond this mortal life. I think the gift that we most desperately want in our human lives is to matter. It is the greatest gift of human existence, and only God can give it to us. We hear about gifts in part of our gospel today. Luke says, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." He goes on to say, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" So our gospel is in part about seeking gifts from God and God's loving response. And I do believe God gives us that gift we want most, which is to matter. I'm reading a book by an author named Ernest Becker, and he calls this desire to have significance and to matter, he calls it the ache of cosmic specialness. He calls our way of seeking that cosmic specialness heroism, the effort to set ourselves apart by claiming meaningful territory or action as ours. He says that our culture's hero system lets us believe that something in us is worthy and eternal. It is the ache of cosmic specialness, and that belief that something in us is eternal helps to salve that ache. I believe that if we were to go through all of Scripture and all of God's revelation to us and to distill it down into its essence, we would find this: that experiencing and giving unconditional love is a manifestation of cosmic meaning in human life. If you have been either here or in another parish through the DOC program, you learned about experiencing the love of God, which is called agape. And John Jenkins says of agape, it is absorbing into yourself the reality of God and partaking of God's nature. Ernest Becker says everything we do is to cover or address our fear of death and to be immortal in some sense. I prefer to think that everything we do in this life is done to stake a claim in immortality and eternity through the love of God. Because when we love as God loves us, we take part in God and we become, in that sense, eternal. The DOC program also outlines what John Jenkins calls the basic human needs that we all share. And these are psychological, spiritual needs. He says we all want to be known, to be accepted when known, and to be wanted. I think if we knew we had those things, we would feel that we had cosmic significance, that something we're doing would go on after us. But if we are not connected to God and not accepting and experiencing agape, how does our need for cosmic specialness take shape? Absent that knowledge of God, what do we do to know that we matter, to prove that we matter? We seek perfection or control or certainty to convince ourselves of our cosmic specialness. This way can lead to perfectionism, which cannot be sustained and results in our rejecting self and blaming others. Being without this sense of God's love can lead to addiction in all forms. It can lead to the sense of having missed out later in life. And if we're not careful, the people and the things in our lives all become objects for us to use in meeting our needs and feeling important. Ernest Becker says this about it: we disguise our struggle by piling up figures in a bank book to reflect privately our sense of heroic worth, or by having only a little better home in the neighborhood, a bigger car, brighter children. So, how do we find a cosmic specialness if we don't use these ways? We realize that our significance comes from God. We practice that realization here in church. And I believe that the church, not just this one, but the entire Christian tradition, has the mission to mold an old yet very new set of heroics. Ones which work against the culture and name the love of God and for God as the gift we knocked on the door in search of. To name God as the place we truly want to go. But when we do that, we set foot on the path less traveled on. The one which reminds us of the stories of God, the only stories that last beyond this lifetime. So if we don't accept the relationship with God as the only route to meaning, how do we navigate this mortal place? Too often we do it in depression. We do it in ways of trying to passively control other people. And in some cases, increasingly, we see it manifested in rage and violence. Becker's description says that when we don't have a sense of meaning, we become a hyper-anxious animal who constantly invents reasons for anxiety even when there are none. And you can call me the poster child for that. Becker says the other forms that this desperate attempt to prove ourselves important, the other forms it can take are university heroism, business heroism, career heroism, political action heroism, and then he says even the rise of anti-heroes, those whose tormented heroics lash out at the system. The system has failed people. And when they realize that, they lash out at the system. That is the time when one of the other books we've talked about this year, Not in God's Name, the author says, those are the times when the world defeats the word. What happens when people don't have productive and positive ways of trying to make themselves feel important? One column I read a couple of weeks ago spoke about the shooting in Orlando and said, even defeating ISIS won't solve this problem. Most ISIS supporters like Mateen, the Orlando shooter, aren't fanatically religious. They're disillusioned young men who want to wreak havoc on societies they believe have rejected them in some way. They need to know of their cosmic specialness. And if they can't find it in positive ways, they make themselves famous and think that now people will remember my name. All of this energy and effort and busyness and anxiety that we go through happen because have cosmic specialness. But as my song in my head says, this life is as fragile as a dream. We cannot sustain our perceived self-salvation, for all of the things we spend our time working at are mortal. But we have the one gift that lasts. It costs nothing. We don't have to earn it. It is available to all, and it cannot be taken away from us. And that gift is the love of God, described beautifully in 1 Corinthians 13, which says that love is kind and patient. It bears all things, endures all things. But later in that same passage, 1 Corinthians says this, "For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. Now I know only in part, and then I will know fully, even as I have been known." We know only in part. We get glimpses of our cosmic specialness when we love and forgive other people, or they love and forgive us. If we don't have that connection with God and don't have an awareness of it, then something will rush in to fill that space. I have realized lately that what has rushed in my case has been perfectionism, something that I never would have used to describe myself, but I realized that I feel like I'll be fine if I can just get everything right. I finally learned that good is better than perfect. Good is a response to knowing that we matter enough to have been saved by God. We do good things, knowing that we are loved without condition and that our eternal significance comes from divine love. If we are aware of that and we realize we cannot save ourselves, we live lives of compassion and healing and forgiveness and joy. We show others what we have found, and we stop trying to prove ourselves. This, to know that we are loved, this is what we have knocked on the door and asked for. This is what we have asked for in our fumbling and complicated ways. This is what we hope to receive. We hope to find cosmic specialness, the knowledge that we are the beloved of God, to be known and to be loved anyway, to matter. It is not an easy task to give up our attempts to prove and save ourselves. But that is what we are called to do. I can't stop hearing the words from the song. In this life, you must find something to live for. That something we live for, and knock for, and ask for, and search for, is the love of God lived out in human flesh. It is that something that banishes the ache of cosmic specialness. And we are called as people of God to take the road less traveled on and let God's stories be whispered when we're gone. All will know that we have been here. And we will go on in our specialness.